That was great to get them into the final. I know we were maybe a bit disappointed they didn't get a medal when they were there, but yeah. I'm sure they gave it their all. Yeah. And that's more you can ask for.
Very, very proud.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was great to have everybody here. Yeah, and the house was a special day because all the neighbours and the friends
that
were
made it for us, besides normally it'd be just myself and Teresa here. Yeah. And we could just only have ourselves to debate it with.
Yeah.
So it's great to have the support.
Yeah. Disappointment, obviously, that there wasn't a medal. But yes. Listen, as we talked earlier, yeah, the achievement of Sinead, from all the disappointments to bounce back and the age that she is to get to an Olympic final, has been something else.
Yes, yes, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. We just hope they have a good holiday now when this is all over.
Yeah, they can be very, very proud of it.
Yes, yes.
And it's a marker for Irish rowing as well. She was hoping to leave a legacy there and getting a medal, but outside of that, a brilliant performance, and it's brought the profile up between the two girls and the O'Donovans as well, if rowing.
Yeah, well, to get two crews into the final in the A-finals is a good achievement in itself. And it's it's not often you'll see two crews in the A-finals from Ireland.
Yeah.
The O'Donovan brothers have put the icing on the cake by getting a silver medal, so I'd say that'll lift the spirits of the whole team.
Yeah, you'll be glad to get her back and give her a big hug.
Definitely, and get back to sort of normal again.
It's been a brilliant experience, Mike.
A great experience for her. I'm sure she can relax now maybe and enjoy the rest of the games out there.
Yeah.
Because the scenery, it's a lovely course from a scenic point of view.
Yeah.
It's a rough course to row on, but they're looking up at Christ the Redeemer, and it's really a fantastic course from a scenic point of view.
Enjoy the rest of your day, because there's still a lot of people about here supporting the Jennings family. Well, it's been a very special
occasion. Well, we'll have time now to talk to them. We weren't talking so much while the race was on, but now we can maybe relax a bit and talk to all our friends and supporters here. And
Well, enjoy the rest of your day, Mike. Thanks for having us down here. We really appreciate it.
We're very obliged to have you all here.
No problem. Thank you. I'll talk to another Olympians from the Jennings family. Katrina, we've had, 20 minutes or so now to take in what happened in the final. Yes, there is a bit of disappointment. We were hoping for a medal, but a very, very strong performance for the girls.
Absolutely. And, I mean, if you look at it, obviously it's hard not to let emotion get in the way and to really hope for a medal, because, you know, they want it so badly, but and we want it for them more than anything. But, like, I think they had a fantastic Olympics. They finished sixth. That's amazing. They made it to the final. They're amazing competitors, and you know, you don't know what happened. I don't know, they just didn't really seem to get into it today. You know, sometimes they can be slow off the blocks, but they always come through in the middle thousand, so we were getting worried when they weren't coming through.
The pace was very quick from the boats at the front, the Netherlands, Canada and China.
Yeah, and sure, they were right up with the Canadians yesterday. You know, they nearly beat the Canadians yesterday, so you know, it's difficult. What can you say? But I think they did amazingly well, and I think they will be proud of themselves when they think about it.
Yeah, because as a professional athlete, you always want to strive and do your best and get as many medals and honours as you can. So there will be disappointment for the girls in it, but over time, they will take it in, I suppose, of it being one of the proudest moments of her rowing career.
Absolutely. You know, they still made history. They were the first Irish female crew through to the Olympic final in rowing, so they've still made history, and we're very proud of them. And you know, you can see from all the support here that I think everyone is very proud of her and Claire, and I just hope she can recognise that herself and just be happy with the performance.
Did you ever think that you would experience a day like this at Hawthorne Heights with so many people about, friends and family and neighbours?
No, it's just been brilliant, and Siobhan Bradley and Sean here beside me have been fantastic in organising the whole thing, and so many relations travel from Mayo, and to all the neighbours and friends from around the town made the effort to come over, and we're really happy that they were here to join us in the moment of that potentially could have been better, but you know, we're still very, very proud of her.
Yeah, well, listen, enjoy the rest of your day with your mum and dad and with the rest of your friends here, because there's still a lot of people moaning about here and continuing to watch their own on the big screen and on the television, and I'm sure you'll be taking a lot from it.
Absolutely, yeah. I think they're bound to have inspired. There was a lot of kids here today, and I mean, if anything comes out of this, if those kids are inspired to, you know, go to an Olympics and try and make a final, sure, wouldn't we be doing great?
Yeah, thanks, Katrina, again. Thanks for having us, and we appreciate you talking to us throughout the day.
Thanks.
Talked to Letterkenny man, who contacted me to tell me all about what was happening down here today. As a Letterkenny man, Sean, and a man who's heavily involved in sport and enduring racing and cycled as a training partner with Sinead, it's a very proud moment.
It's a very proud moment, Oisín, and you know, we know Sinead, and as Katrina was saying there, like, you know, it was a great achievement, Sinead, but I honestly don't think it's over for Sinead Jennings. Sinead Jennings is in the best shape of her life. I think the next step will probably be the next World Championships. And, you know, it's only, what, 2 years around the corner. And Sinead, we know Sinead what she's like. She's got a heart of a lion. She's not going to give up now. You know, I mean, she's come this far, and I still think there's more left than Sinead Jennings to get a medal, maybe in the Worlds again. We'll never know.
Yeah, well, there's a rumour that the lightweight single skull might be an event in Tokyo.
Well, 4 years' time, you never know. We could see her back. And what an achievement that would be.
Listen, you don't rule out the Jenningses. I've always said that you don't rule them out no matter what you go to do. You know, we're watching the cycling the last day. There was a woman won a gold medal. I think it was a United States woman. She was 42, maybe close to 43 years of age. So if they can do it, Sinead Jennings can do it. And, you know, we're so happy for her. She's made an Olympic final. It's a great achievement, and I'm glad for Mick and Katrina and Teresa that everybody was here today, and Siobhan Bradley here, and Alma, that we've got involved and made this a great event.
Yeah, well, it's fantastic for the town to have an athlete through to an Olympic final. We have so many Olympians in Donegal for the sportsman county that we are, but to get to a final is a major, major achievement for a Letterkenny competitor.
It's a major achievement. Like, it's like a medal on its own. Like, you know, I mean, you know, we didn't get a medal today, but, you know, we just got news back there that Marcus made a semi-final. So, you know, we're not out of it yet. You know, Brendan Boyce has to walk yet. We don't know yet. You know, maybe we could get a medal yet. So, you know, we're all behind them. We hope they all do well. And I hope Sinead now goes away in a good holiday and enjoy herself and come back in a few weeks and take it up again. And as I say, the World Championships is going around the corner, and now it's not over yet. No, definitely
Sean,
not.
Many thanks for everything.
Thank you.
Today,
thank you.
As well.